Simon Shin Mem Hey Sif Yud. Kol Dov Shehu Bishus HaRabim. Something is sitting in the middle of the street. Meino Gavoya Shlosha Tvachim Afilu Heim Kotzim Atzoya Shein Rabim Dorsim Aleim Chashim Kekarka Rahav Yerushus HaRabim. I have something in the middle of the street that's less than 3 tvachim tall. So if you mabed al rabbis, you have to have akira v'hanocha. If you do moitzim mishus, you have to have akira v'hanocha. So what if I do, instead of doing the hanocha in the floor of the mishus rabbis, the street, I put it on top of something that's in the middle of the street that's less than 3 tvachim tall? So the Gemara says it's kilovidami. So it's considered as if I did a hanocha on the mishus rabbis. Even though the thing that's in the middle of the street that's less than 3 tefachim tall is such a thing that people would not want to walk on. Like kotzim, you hurt your feet, but apparently most people didn't wear shoes in the days of the month. Kotzim, atzoya, get yourself dirty. Still, it's the Gemara says you can't make the Rishus HaRabim flat, 180 degrees. You're going to make it flat. Can't do that. So it's assumed that it goes up a little bit, goes down a little bit. So whatever is within 3 tefachim is considered the floor of the Rishus HaRabim. What if it is 3 tefachim tall? The Shloshet Atisha, it's in between 3 tefachim tall and 9 tefachim tall. The Lord Tisha V'chalim, or Rochav Arbol Arbol, Havik Karmelis. In order to be a Karmelis, it has to be Dalar al Dalar. Karmelis is a Mokum. A Mokum tour is not a Mokum. We call that a makam too. It's not a makam. A karmelis has to be a makam. So a makam has to be a minimum of dalar al dalar tov. Shusarabim has to be dalar al dalar tov. It has to be tezayin ama to be able to accommodate shishim ribo. Everybody agrees that the shishim ribo, people walking in the street, is relevant for the definition of the shusarabim. Only machlokes is they actually need b'poel mamish shishim ribo, people walking there b'chol yom. That was the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, that it should be royal shishim ribo. So you need tezayin ama, that it's royal shishim ribo. The mother went out to tezayin ama from the midbar. Yeah. So if something is, so you have to have. You have to have dalar al dalar, that should be a karmelis. If it's dalar al dalar, then it's more than gimel tefachim tall. So on top of that thing that's in the middle of the street, that'll be dinik karmelis. And merochav arbol arbol habikam menorochav arbol arbol habimokam tour. Because it's 3 tefachim elevated above the ground. Im hu gavoya tes tefachim mitzumtzamim. If it's exactly 10 tefachim tall, rabim mechatvim alav. I don't think we have such a thing. People used to carry pianos on their back, or they used to carry washing machines on their back, so sometimes they wanted to rearrange it on their back, so they wouldn't put it down on the ground. They would put it on top of a thing that would be exactly 9 tefachim tall. I don't think we have such a practice. So if it's Rabbi Mechat Tamalav, it's Dina Kishusar Amfila, ain't a Roch of Arbo. We don't have such a thing. Rabbi Mechatvod is machlok. Is dafke if it's 9 exactly 9 tefachim mitzumtzamim, or between 9 and 10 is also dina kirushus harabim if Rabbi Mechatvod. Rabbi Mechatvod, I feel the many roch ba'bo. Now, so the matter. What if it's above 10 tefachim? Im roch ba'bo la'bo. Rabbi Mechatvod ha'yachid. V'imlav Rabbi Mokam tur. Above 10 tefachim in the Mechatvod harabim, Mechatvod is only teifis aras or tefachim. Above 10 tefachim is dinuk and makam tur. In lava and makam tafili esh ma makam kdei lochuk lahashlim al arbo. Okay. Guma b'shus harabim, you have a ditch in the middle of the street, and may not muka shloisha. If it's not 3 tefachim deep, it's considered like b'shus harabim. That's the loshan gemar. You can't, it's impossible to see to it that the b'shus harabim should be 180 degrees straight. So yepshel lalakit no malakit to rehitni. You can't have an instrument to make it exactly straight. So within 3 tefachim is considered the floor. So if the ditch in the middle of the street is less than gimel tefachim, it's considered the floor of a shus haram. Mishloshel ad asora imachav rabo habikarmelis. 4 by 4 and three tefachim deep or three tefachim tall. It's dinikam as la v'ami mokam tur. If it's less than dalal dalad, v'ami mokam tur. V'imhi amuka asar habi mishus erachim ushetei rechava arbo. That's what the Chacham Tzvi has. There's a where is there a mound? Which city in Europe? There's a castle, and then there's a ditch around it to protect that the enemy shouldn't be able to come to the castle. The whole city has a mound around it. Amsterdam, so I don't remember. So the Chacham Tzvi was in all these cities. He fired him every city that he went to. So he writes about that's a mechitza. The mound is a mechitza because it's 10 tefachim deep and it's quite more than 4 tefachim wide. So that's a mechitza. So the area inside is mukav mechitza. So Rishus HaYochel. Let's see. Rishus HaRab Meina Tefesis Ela Nasor. Rishus HaRab Zoli. Not Oila, the Rakia. Avon Amal Masa HaMe Mokam Tur. What about Yud Gimel? Chorim Shebik Solim Klapi Rishus HaRab. There are walls around buildings. And then there are indentations in the wall that don't go through and through. So what's the status of those indentations? So he says, you judge it, we had it before. You judge it by its shiurim. Imhem gvoim lamayla mishlosha. Imhem gvoim lamayla mishlosha. What? If it's more than, what do you mean gvoim lamayla mishlosha? More than the three tefachim above the ground, what does that mean? It means that the indentation is more than three tefachim. Einam kushu saravim, al neidayim lefimi doisay. I don't know what that means. I mean the indentation in the wall is not within the first three tefachim from the ground. Matam shloshim mechavim dal dal hashem karka kushu saravim kamna. Yeah, if the indentation in the wall is within three tefachim to the ground. So then it's lovut. So then it's part of the Rishus HaRab. But if the indentation is above, then you judge it. The Fimi does say. Sometimes it'll be a Mokum Tur, sometimes it'll be a Kamla. Ezi Kamlas, Mokum Shem, Hiloch, La Rabim. In order to be a Rishus HaRab, you have to have a Mokum HaMiyuchad, La Hiloch, La Rabim. What if you have a Yam, an ocean, a big valley, nobody goes there. It has no mechitzis around it, but people don't. You don't have, it's not traffic, people don't go. It's tevanas, it's tabor, what are these things? Welcome to the Chanuya, Shiyoshim Shama Sochrim. It's tabor, Machma Shalich Maola, Prak. Prak Mat, Yoshech Ne'amud, Mishuz Ami, Rechov, Abo, and the Bo, Shloish, Shabbat, Asar. A whole bunch of things, but there's no Hiluch HaRabim. There's no Hiluch HaRabim there. So these are all Karmelis. What does it say later? Rishus HaRabim Shein Mekura. Let's say I have a Rishus HaRabim, but it has a roof on top of it. Even if the roof was only temporary, like over here, and it comes near December 25th, so on St. Nicholas. What's the big thing? St. Nicholas, so they have streamers from one side of the street to the other. To encourage customers to come, so they make it cheerful with colorful things. So that if they have sheets from one side of the street to the other, even though it's only there for a week or two, or for a month, it's not there all year long. It's Monday, it's Mukura, even though only temporary. Under that streamer, doesn't have a din. Or let's say you have in the Rishus HaRabim, sometimes you have an awning in the front of the building. Sometimes it's permanent, sometimes temporary. So under the awning, under the what do you call it? In front of my building, there are four poles, and they have a canopy. Under the canopy, it doesn't have a dinim Rishus HaRabim. Because in the Midbar, there was no tikva. All the dinim of Aitzor learned that from the Mishkan, when they traveled with the Mishkan. So there was no tikva in the Midbar. It tells you, Eshbo Dala Adal Ve'eri Gavoya Asara is a Carmelis. Let's say you have these pedestals in Fort Trine Park with George Washington on the horse. So if the top of the pedestal is way more than dalal al dalal tefachim, doesn't have to be dalal al dalal ram, dalal al dalal tefachim, not so big. So if the floor of the pedestal is less than 10 tefachim tall, then it's going to be a karmelis. More than 10 tefachim tall, then it's going to be a rishus hayachim. Yes, but dalal dalal ain't gavar asar v'chein charitz, he dug a ditch. If dalal al dalal ain't omek asar, then it's going to be a karmelis. What's if there's a bias? Shein tocha asar vikiru mashlim al asar. This is a Gemara, straight word for word from the Gemara. You have a house. The house was built normally, and then the house was sinking into the ground. There's no floor on the house, so the walls are sinking into the ground. So now, when you go inside the house, so it's not, it's not. So when you go into this inside the house, only little children can go in because the ceiling of the house is, you don't have 10 tefachim tall. But from the outside of the house, if you stand in the street, the top of the roof is more than 10 tefachim tall above the ground. So the top of the roof is dinu kibshus hayachid. Like if you have a tail, you have a mound. What about the inside of the house? But the thickness of the roof makes it, when you stand outside in the street, the top of the roof is 10 tefachim tall. The yeshbo dalet al dalet, inside the house is more than dalet al dalet. So tocho karmelis, inside the house, since it has dalet al dalet, but it's not yud tefachim tall, the inside is a karmelis. However, val gabo, but on top of the roof is dinik b'shusayach. Top of the roof is like a tail. Mchoykik boy dalet al dalet, let's say in the middle of the house, a big house, so it only has 9 tefachim to the roof. So then you dig a ditch in the middle of the house, dalet al dalet tefachim, 1 tefach deep. That's all. So at that location, you have dalet al dalet, and you do have 10 tefachim tall of avir inside the house. So not only will that dalet al dalet, which has the little ditch inside, not only will that be dinei kirushu sayachid, even the rest of the house, which is much bigger than the little tiny ditch that I dug in the middle, has that status of chayre rishu sayachid. Chokik bo dalet al dalet, afila biyemtza, rochik menak zolim, nasakula rishu sayachid. The whole thing becomes, the rest is chayre rishu sayachid. Afila biyemtza, rochik menak zolim. That's, I think that's 2 days in Tosfos. This Rochik Men Aksolim, I think, is a machloikis in Tosfos. Shaila, how we pass him, I think. I think there's a Shaila in the Mishnah Berurah, how we pass him on this. We'll get to it later. Okay. Gaga bullet on mechitza bayis. You have a house, and then the roof protrudes. Doesn't come to a point. The roof protrudes. Very often the roof protrudes. Beinyan shei mechitza bayis nikos lamed al gag. When you're standing on top of the roof, you don't see the walls because it protrudes. What's the din? Avi karmele, so the top, the inside the house is the mechitza yachid, but on top is a new ground level, and the mechitzas of the house are not oila the rakia. Because since it protrudes, it's considered a new ground level on top. And the mechitzas from below the ground, like we said yesterday, the tunnels of the train system, you don't say that the mechitzas are oila the rakia, so you're allowed to carry in the middle of Manhattan if you're standing above the tunnels. That's the Rashi and Erevin. You don't say oila the rakia from beneath the ground to above the ground. Here, it is a, the mechitzas are above the ground. You built the house above the ground, but you have a new ground level over here because the roof protrudes like this. That's the shala. How much does it have to protrude? Protrude mashahu, or protrude three tochim, four tochim is a sheer machim, three tochim is a sheer lover. So the different opinions, how much it has to protrude that you should consider it the mechitzas sheini keres. They don't say the mechitzas are other akir. But there is such a din that on top of the roof is there's no mechitzas, and therefore on the top of the roof is a kamla. Even though the roof is very tall and it's very wide, it has way more than dalet al dalet, and the roof is way more than 10 tefachim, 10 stories high. But if it protrudes on top, so then it's din a kamla. Im chalon pasuch lo min habayis habik rishu sayach. That's a din of chayre rishu sayach. Let's say like this. Let's say you have a building, and then you have a porch They're built in such a way you can walk out, you can climb out the window, and the 10th floor, you can climb out the window, every floor, and there's a landing over there. So if the window that you can climb out, the bottom of the window is within 10 tefachim to the floor in the apartment, then the landing outside, the fire escape, is considered chayre rishus hayach. If the wall inside the house is 10 tefachim tall, then you can climb out and go onto the fire escape. If the wall is 10 tefachim tall, then it's not called chayre rishus hayach. But if the wall is less than 10 tefachim tall, then, or he says over here, you have a building, and the roof protrudes. The roof protrudes on all four sides. So the top of the roof is the nikkikarmelis. But if you have a staircase in the house going up to the roof, and then you have an opening, you can open up part of the roof and climb up. Then the whole roof has the status of a chorer b'shus ayach. So the whole roof is a rishus dinik, even though there are no mechitzas around the roof at all. Chorer b'shus ayach is dinik b'shus ayach. Elam ken yesh chalon or pasuch lahem, then the whole roof is. I say im chalon pasuch lahem rabbas ha b'shus ayach. Chen zizim abaltim in akos yesh ben dal la rabdal. Zizim abaltim is a landing of the fire escape. You have a floor. Is dina kikarmelis? Why? Because the ziz has dalar al dalad, and it's mugba min akarka. Doesn't have mechitzas. If it would have mechitzas, ten tefachim be b'shus has no mechitzas. It's not that a mechitza that's less than ten, a mechitza that's between three tefachim, mechitza less than three tefachim is not a mechitza. Mechitza between three tefachim and ten tefachim is a mechitza that makes it a karmel. It's not a mechitza. If it's not ten tefachim, it's not a mechitza. But if the top is mugba, if you have a surface that's more than three tefachim elevated above the ground, and the surface is dalar adal tefachim, that surface has a din of a karmelis. A lot of times the landings on the fire escape are kibushus ayach because they have walls around them. You have the wall of the building sometimes, then you have the other walls. So a lot of times it'll be rishus ayach on its own right, without being a chorei rishus ayach. Okay. What's if you design chorei karmelis ainik karmelis? Alein nidan lefi govam berachim. Must be a gemara. Geder karmelis, shelo'i heit. Geder. Karmelis, what do the word mean, geder karmelis? The definition, what's the lama? Klal din karmelis. Not a fence. Geder does mean a fence. And again, what's the hagdara? What's the definition of a karmelis? Shalai yehe pachis midalar abdalit, ena tafesis ela ad asara, ulamaylam asara, havi mokim tur. Just like Yishas Ram is only taifes ad asara tfachim, so karmelis is also only taifes ad asara tfachim. What about yamim unecholim? Yamim and Ocholim, the ocean is a karmelis. The ocean is a karmelis. So you say from the surface of the water, the first 10 tefachim is karmelis. So you say from the floor of the ocean. Where do you measure your 10 tefachim from? So he quotes the Gemara, Mimayim Ashkina. You measure the 10 tefachim from the top of the water, not from the floor of the ocean. What's Zayin Hei? Mimayim. What's the Lama Shein? Modim Asar Tefachim, Mikarkwa Esayam. El Misas Hamayim, Olamayim, Zayin Hei. You measure the 10 tefachim of the ocean or the river from the top of the river, not from the floor of the river. Hilchach, anota mehem me'al p'nei ha'mayim ad asora ba'avir avi karmelis l'mal me'asora ba'avir havi mokam tur. What's that? Let's say someone lives in a building that's right next to the river. So he wants to draw water. It's a Mishnah in Erevin. He wants to draw water. So he's in Erushin Sayachas. He takes a bucket and he lowers the bucket. He takes a wooden bucket. The wooden bucket's got to float on top of the water. So how are you going to draw water? So he used to put a heavy stone, a heavy rock on the bottom. He used to tie on a stone or a rock on the bottom of the bucket so it won't float the whole time. It'll sink below the water. So you have to hold on with a rope upstairs. So the guy wants to draw water from the ocean or from the river and bring it up into his apartment. So you're not allowed to, because the water in the ocean, if you would say you measured it, asar tefachim from the floor of the river, so the top of the river is more than 10 tefachim, it's a makom tur. You're drawing water from the top of the river. So the water from the top of the river is a makom tur, but you don't measure from the floor. Measure from the top of the river, the 10 tefachim. So the water that you're going to be drawing is going to be from a karmelis. You draw it into your apartment, that's going to be into Rishus HaYachid. But that's forbidden with the Rabbanon. To carry from the karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, it's forbidden with the Rabbanon. So what do you do if you want to draw water? So the Mishnah has a funny din. It is a din of good asik mechitza, a din of good aches mechitza. If you have a mechitza, so you say mechitza zoyla adar akia. If you have mechitza suspended in mid-air, let's say you have over here, the guy lives in a hotel, lives in a building right next to the room. So he built a square of four mechitzas that's attached to the building. So he lowers the bucket within that, so that those mechitzas, 10 tefachim tall, doesn't have a floor. It just has four mechitzas that are 10 tefachim tall. So just like there's a big, good asik mechitza, good means you stretch. You visualize it as if you're stretching the mechitzas, oila adler akia, goes up till the clouds, till the sky. So there's a big, good asik mechitza. The mechitza is suspended in the air. Halacha says you visualize if you stretch and mechitz is down, but you don't say good asik mechitz there, you don't say good aches mechitz, you don't stretch it down if there's three tefachim and gedoyim bokim bok. If it's there's a machloek is hatanaim, but it's three tefachim or four tefachim. Usually we say that love it is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, the Gemara says. And the Rambam says you never have a machloek is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The Gemara said if there is machloek is hatanaim, but the love it is gimel tefachim or four tefachim. So the sum of the answer is like this: the lashon of the halacha Moshe Sinai, the Gemara quotes lashon wasn't gimel tefachim. The halacha, the lashon was, if you have a wall, you have a wall like this, suspended above the ground, and gedoyim can easily, goats can easily jump under it. So then you don't say that prevents you from saying good aches mechitza. So that's only if it's over the dry land where gedoyim can go. But if it's over the river, there are no gedoyim. The fish can go, but the fish swim under the water, so you don't see the fish. There are fish that swim above the water. No, ducks swim above the water. So if ducks swim above the water, if there are ducks there, and it will be, then you don't say dogim, mechitza, dogim, bokim, bok doesn't bother me, Rashi said, because the fish swim under the water. But if you have those kind of animals, then you have, let's say, suspended mechitza, and you have the boats go under it. The mechitza is all the way up, and boats go under it, the boats go above the water. Then it cancels, that prevents you from saying good aches mechitza. You can't stretch it. So the lashon of the halacha Moshe Sinai was that gedoyim bokim bo, easily gedoyim bokim bo, then that cancels the good aches mechitza. So that was the machlokes ha'tanaim. How do you measure that in inches? Is it four tefachim or is it three tefachim? So we pass the three tefachim. What size gedi? So the Mishnah has like that. If you want to draw water from the river, so the river is a karmelis, and your house is inside your house, you're going to be carried from the karmelis into the house. The Mishnah has a cooler. Make this box that's 10 tefachim tall, has four walls, and has dollar a dollar in the empty space in the building. You live on the 10th floor in this hotel or the building that's right next to the river. So if it would have been the box that you made, it would have been over the dry land, and you can have gedoyim bokim bo, 10 floors worth that people can walk under it. So then you wouldn't say good aches mechitza. Because it's only over the water, and the whole dinner is only a karma, it's only with the Rabbanon to begin with. So when they go, that they say good aches mechitza. So the whole area directly beneath your box that you made on the 10th floor, on the outside of your building, the whole area is considered a Rishus HaYachid. You have to be careful that you should lower your bucket only directly below. You can't throw the bucket like this and then pull it back into the area of the box.
You have to lower the bucket directly below. So the water below is in a Rishus HaYochid. So bringing water from Rishus HaYochid into your Rishus HaYochid. Why? It's a different Rishus HaYochid. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to the other. That's if different people live in this one, different people live in that one. Reuben lives in one house, Shimon lives in another house. And you want to carry from one to the other. So min ha'tor Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid. It's all the same, though. The Rabbanan, that was Takana Shleim HaMelech. That if a different family lives in each Rishus HaYochid, you have to have an Erev in order to carry. If the houses are not, there's no way to walk from one house to the other, I can stick my hand out the window and put something inside the other window. But there's no way to walk from one to the other. Let's say the two houses are on two sides of the street. Reuven lives on one side of the street, Shimon lives on the other side of the street. So I mean, I tell you, you can throw a ball from one to the other. If you do the Akir in this, we should say, if the Anoch has got to land in the other, we should say, but with the Rabbanan, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, you're not allowed to. And you can't make an area from one side of the street to the other, unless you make a Tzuras HaPesach connecting. So then the ball that you're going to throw is inside of Rishus HaYochid the whole time. Yeah. What time is it? We should try to finish this Sifu Ches. What's going on here? He says, you measure from the top of the water. So if you're going to draw water, it's going to be Hilkach, Hanelka, Mehem, Alpanei, Amayim, Madasra, Baba, Havi, Karmelis. Yeah. If you're going to draw water and you're going to carry it into your apartment, it's going to be a problem. But above 10 tefachim, above the surface of the water, that's all Mok Mikur. Bor Ha'olmei, the Karmelis, Hafuva, Omok, Meir, Amah, Havi, Karmelis. When he came to the Rock of Gala, Havi, Mok Mikur, the Karmelis, Moshe, he's going to sell it. If you have a Karmelis, Agam, you have a farmer, privately owned. In order to be in Shusram, it has to be owned by the municipality. If it's privately owned, Rockefeller Plaza belongs to the Rockefeller Foundation. So even though it's Mamish in Shusram, middle of Manhattan, it doesn't have the din of Shusram. It has to be owned by the Rock, it has to be Shell Rock. Privately owned, it doesn't. There's some cities in America that are, the whole city is privately owned. A person, a wealthy person, built the whole city, and everything belongs there. So that doesn't have the din of Rishus HaYochid. So here, so let's say you have a farm, and there are no mechitzas around the farm. So the farm is a Karmelis. It's not Rishus HaYochid. It's not Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid doesn't depend on ownership. Rishus HaYochid depends, it has to be owned by the municipality. Rishus HaYochid doesn't have to be privately owned. Let's say City Hall. Owned by the municipality, but it's a Rishus HaYochid because it has walls around it. If you have, let's say, a farm, and it doesn't have any mechitzah, so it's a Karmelis, and then you dig a ditch. So if the ditch is $1, then the ditch is 10 fucking deep, that's a Rishus HaYochid. What if the ditch is less than $1? The ditch is less than $1, but it's 10 fucking deep. So you're going to say that that's a Makom Patur, so that's a Halacha. What's a minus one every year? Gemara has this din in Gemara that the ditch that has the dimensions of a Makom Patur is less than $1, and it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a Makom Patur. But if it's in the middle of a Karmelis, it's swallowed up by the Karmelis, even inside the ditch has a din like a Karmelis. Well, what's if you test Makom Patur and Makom Shembo $1 for Rav Mishloshe? And my other idea, oh, sorry, chamber dollar, not on the case of the church, but saying, I'm the same as the gym, and my little, and the name dollar, just a little peek on the side before. Because of that, the name of the church, I love it. I will be Carmelist, that's a Gemara. If you dig a ditch in the middle of a farm, the farm has no fences around it, so it's a Carmelist, because it's not a mock and rule of play on it. That owned by the municipality, privately owned. So if you have a Carmelist, then you have a ditch in the middle, the ditch is less than. Less than $1. I mean, lots of minutes. We don't need to give it to Carmelis. We don't say give it to Makom Patur. That's a Gemara. Yesh Chokin. What? How did this really end? The whole thing from Rishus HaYochid to Carmelis. I remember Rishus HaYochid before you ever gave it to Rishus HaYochid. If you have a Rishus HaYochid, the fence around the farm, and the farm is a Rishus HaYochid. So even if you dig a ditch in the middle, that has less than $1, everything is swallowed up. If you have a chitzas, everything within you is swallowed up. And it's all din of Rishus HaYochid. You don't say that the ditch all of a sudden becomes a Makom Patur. It becomes a Karmelis.
They said there's a machlokes here where they say matzah min is min of a year. I thought the Gemara said beferish. So this is machlokes. So where is it? It's based on the Gemara. If anybody watches it, the Gemara does have a din like that. Not a minus mina. If it's a mocking to the next step, there's one case where the Gemara says like that. That a mocking to the next step comes as a din like that. So here is a machlokes. So that really, what's the test? Okay, let's stop here. Look up what's the original test.
So if, let's say sometimes in a hotel you have two rooms that have a door that connects the two rooms.
Yes.
Two different families are there,
yeah.
So if two different Rosh Hashayachas with two different families, you need Eruv Hatzeros to carry from one to the other. I mean, they could go from one room to the other.
Yeah.
Right? But it's two different Rosh
Hashayachas. Yeah.
But there's no area in between. It's just a doorway.
Yeah.
You'd still need an Eruv Hatzeros. In Shlomo Aleph that kind of wasn't when there's a, let's say, a hallway in between. It's as long as it's two different owners.
It doesn't depend on the owners if the two different families living there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're both renting, two different families living there, so it's us and the both to carry one to the other. Unless, let's say, it's a hotel and everybody's eating in the dining room. It's a kosher hotel, everybody's eating in the dining room. So if all the food comes from the same kitchen, that's the same as an Eruv Hatzeros. As it did, like an Eruv Hatzeros. Because they're all eating the food from the same kitchen.
So in every hotel,
that says a Goyish or Trefer hotel. Trefer hotel, and they're eating in the shul.
Uh-huh.
They're not eating in the hotel. Uh-huh. So then everybody else is on everybody else. Except that in a hotel, since it's fully furnished, all the beds and all the dresses and everything belongs to the hotel. So there's a din in the Mishnah's and everything, a din of Tvisas Yad. If the landlord has heavy stuff, he has beds and furniture and all the apartments, so he has a Tvisas Yad, so it's considered one big bilus on the whole thing. That's Rav Moshe's opinion. So many disagreed with Rav Moshe, and they held, no, that's a different din. Tvisas Yad means the landlord has, let's say there's a three-family home, and the landlord owns it, leaves his stuff. He has trunks full of junk. He leaves things in everybody's apartment that belong to him. And the tenants don't have the right to use it. So then there's Tvisas Yad. One person has a Tvisas Yad in all the apartments. But here, just like the landlord is renting you the use of the room, he's renting you the use of the bed and the use of the furniture in the apartment. So that's not a Tvisas Yad. He's required by contract to supply the tenant with this furniture. So it's not a Tvisas Yad. He retains the right to use all the apartments. He has heavy furniture and everybody else. Some people didn't understand what the din was. So they said, there's a telephone in every apartment, in an apartment building. And the telephones used to belong to the telephone company. Now you buy your own telephone. Telephones don't belong to the telephone company. So they thought since the telephone company has a telephone in everybody's apartment, nobody asks on anybody else. That's a joke. The telephone company doesn't own the building. They just own the telephones. Now they don't even own the telephone. The bid is only by heavy things. It needs heavy trunks, heavy furniture. So that was a machloekas. So Moshe held that even though the landlord who rents out the apartment is required by contract to supply the tenant with the furniture, with the bed, in a hotel. But still, that's called Tvisas Yad. So you don't need an Eruv in such a case. So Moshe was, and many others disagreed. The Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree. That Bar Avram has a tshuva from Europe. Avram, the Kovnerot, has a tshuva. I think he doesn't say like that, Moshe. Well, Moshe was so convinced that he was right, so he would tell people, and if you want to be machmen, make sure you don't say a broch on the Eruv, because you're I promise you it'll be a brachal of Atom, because you don't need an Eruv. He was very convinced of his opinions about that.
So if you go to a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, where everyone eats in the same room,
yeah.
So you don't even have to come on to Rav Moshe's finish.
That is,
everyone eats together.
It's like Eruv Hatzeh, that's a Mishnah, yeah. Mishnah has a case where you have the parents have a big home. So a few rooms are used by this child and his wife and his children. The
another one over here by the other child. And this one has his own job. This one works for a living. They keep their own judgment. And on Shabbos, they all eat together by the parents. And since on Shabbos, they all eat together, that's the equivalent of the Neiruv concept.
And Rebbe mentioned the case of the roof. If there's a latch to go onto the roof,
yeah,
that makes the roof considered Chori Rosh
HaSayach.
Does there have to be a shear, or it's irrelevant? And like the latch. If you have a latch, like a ladder that takes you up onto the roof.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how big the hole is, automatically it's considered a hemshah.
How big the hole has to be. Probably all bigger. Probably going to be still about the shulchan.
And it doesn't matter if there's walls on the roof, even if there are no walls.
Even if there are no walls, right? Even if no walls at all. The roof protrudes, so the walls are not any other akia. Nonetheless, it has a dinner chori. So it's dinner kimshu sayah.
And if the wall and the roof would meet at the same place, so it's not
the wall?
The wall and the roof meet at the same place.
Yeah.
So it's not Mechitzos Nikaros. Like we say that.
That's a Shaila, Tosis in the Ramban. That's called also Mechitzos Shein Nikaros. You don't say Oila, Oila Rakia. And that's a Machlotis.
Do we have a clear Psach? Which way we sort?
I don't remember. I have to learn.
Okay, thank you, Rebbe. Have a nice day.
You too.